Welcome to the daily VFN Radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to go directly to the VFN top three on the torch. And we're going to talk about the very first one. What happens when love grows cold?
Oh, yeah.
What happens when love grows cold? Listen, this is not good. This is not good. Because the Word of God tells us that in the last days, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most is going to grow cold.
Wow.
And when we grow cold, when our love grows cold, we're more prone to judge. We're more prone to become critical of others. And you know what? This should not be. To judge or to cause us to be critical and judgmental is not what God's called us to do. We are supposed to move in love.
But it's a battle, isn't it, though? When you think about the things we're having to battle. More things are happening to hurt our love, to harden our hearts, or to we have to focus.
It's a fight.
You have to fight.
It's a fight. Because offense will get you locked up.
Yeah.
It'll get you just, you know, and you won't be able to respond in love. And instead of having a default setting to offense, we have to help ourselves to get that default setting to keep telling ourselves, you know what? I'm just going to move in love. I'm just going to move in love.
You got to be willing to die for that.
Yeah.
Because they'll definitely kill you.
Oh, yeah. But you're going to die either way. So you might as well die loving.
Oh, yeah. Die on the right side of history, right?
Die on the right side of history.
But it's important. I was thinking about the other day, by the way, that we so have to pay attention because we don't want to be the one that loses our love. That we're not that we don't get offended by God's judgments.
You know, yeah.
The judgments of the Lord that for whatever reason, you know, Joseph said, my brothers betrayed me. I ended up in a pit. I was sold into slavery. I was lied on, all these different stuff. But he says, you know what? He just kept on loving God through all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Powerful. The second one we want to talk about is don't just cheer me up, but lift me up.
Yeah.
And this was an oldie but goodie. But we're talking about the Good Samaritan, and we're talking about how so many people write down so many messages of cheer me up and pep me up. But the truth is that we need a lift up, and we don't need to have a feel good message, you know, a rah rah sis kumba, you know what I mean. But what we need to know in this day and this hour is the truth. You know, the Word of God says that people, you know, in the last days will want their ears to be tickled. And let me tell you something, you can get your ears tickled, but you might be going over a cliff. The truth is that we need to hear the truth of God's word. Give me a lift me up. And the last thing we want to share, the number three on the torch as we come to a close is, you caught his eye.
Mm.
You caught his eye. Mm. You want to go to the VFNTV.com and listen to all of these segments, but you caught his eye. God's eyes are upon you, and he loves you and desires an awesome relationship with you. No matter what you're going through today, remember that you caught his eye.
Go to VFNTV.com and click on The Torch. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.